Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning out there, State of Jefferson, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you trying to catch us on the radio that are listening to the live stream, we are having difficulties with the transmitter. Apparently some weather-related issues took it out. They do have technicians that are trying to get us up and working. Not sure if that's going on, and hopefully anybody out there that's usually listening on the radio waves is tuning into the live stream, because that's going to be the only way that you can catch us or the archived podcast. But other than that, things are pretty good for this beautiful Father's Day. You know, we've had some good weather and some fun times. As always, I'm here with Wynn Carpenter from Shasta County. And how we doing this morning, Wynn?
Good morning. Happy Father's Day, Red.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to you, too.
You, too, and all the papas, dads, poppies, whatever. And to my dad, you know, happy Father's Day, Dad.
Yeah, I got told.
Can't hear me, but there it is.
I got told by my 5-year-old this morning, "Daddy, I'm gonna make you a chocolate cake, but you have to do it because I don't know how to make it."
But I'm doing it for you.
I'm telling you to make yourself a cake, Dad. So, for all the everybody headed out there fishing or doing whatever you know dads do, best of luck to you. And we got some good weather for it. Kind of started my Father's Day a little early last night. We got to do a little Jefferson-style Saturday night. Went out to the Speedway and watched the races, and that was a lot of fun. You know, my son saw the fair and all the rides in the Midway and had no interest in the races until the cars fired up. And then it was, ooh, what's that? And it's just a lot of fun to watch the fascination and the, you know, the enjoyment, and kind of takes me back to some of the first times and doing things like that. And that's really the joy of being a dad and a parent. And it brings back to me kind of some of the reason that I want to fight so hard for the state of Jefferson is because I want to secure things like that for my kids. I think it's some of the best ways to grow up. And it's things like that we're losing. You know, our fairs are slowly dying. Our speedways are in need of repair. The traditional things that we do up here that we really need to hold on to, and what makes us unique and who we are.
Absolutely.
So
yep, you're right.
And you know, one of the things that was really neat is you look around in the grandstands and you see people in State of Jefferson shirts, and you see people in I Am the Union shirts and Trump hats and Hillary hats and, you know, all of this stuff. And nobody's arguing politics. They're all watching the race. And it's like, I remember when we used to, can we get back to that?
Yeah.
Can we get back to where we can civilly disagree?
Because we're American. We unify as American.
Yeah.
First, foremost, and always. Everything else is secondary.
Exactly. And that's where we need to get back to, because that's how we're really losing our country, is we're allowing ourselves to be a divided people.
Yep.
We're allowing ourselves to fight among ourselves. Well, the true enemy is
invading,
screwing all of us.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Bad.
Taking us all out.
And we've got to stop the partisan politics and things like that. And You know, that's one of the things that the state of Jefferson supports. That's one of the things that we're fighting very hard to get the message out there, because we are accused of being partisan. We're accused of being certain things that we're absolutely not.
Correct.
And but you have to look at the source of those attacks.
We're inclusive.
It's the enemy that's hitting us with that.
Yep.
And do we maybe need to step it up a little bit and go a little bit further in our outreach and the things that we're doing to show that inclusivity? Absolutely. You know, we have to fight back against some of those things. But I think that's some of the things that are going to be coming about from some of the things that are getting ready to happen in the state of Jefferson. We're about to go through a huge growth spurt, a great big thing. A lot of things that are getting ready to change as the court case is coming to fruition, which is extremely exciting. There's been a lot of work, a lot of effort that's been put into that. You know, the things that are going to happen with that. The upcoming formation assembly has a lot of people excited, a lot of people energized as we kind of take the next big leap for the state of Jefferson. And that's enabling and empowering 21 government or 21 county entities to come together and begin to operate as the one state of Jefferson. And the amount of power and influence and the things that we're going to be able to do, as instead of 21 counties trying to get together and on board, now we begin to function as one entity.
Being unified is huge.
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 And necessary.
And exactly. And people need to understand that as we start pulling this together. Is it going to be easy? No.
Nope.
Is it going to be worth it? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So are you going to be willing to sit there and listen to things and take things that, you know, normally you wouldn't take, but you have to hear everybody out to make sure that the whole process is melded together the way it should be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to.
It's time to put on your big boy pants, big girl pants, and go out there and do the job that our founders did. Our founders did this under huge, huge restrictions, and they didn't have anybody to help back them up. They didn't.
No.
They were lone soldiers trying to get this done.
And they had to do it from scratch.
Scratch, exactly.
They've left us a map. They've left us a
template.
A guide.
Yep.
You know, and
keeping in mind, it's happened four times before as far as a state split. We have had four state splits in our history, so we know what they went through. We have the documents. We have the paperwork. Mm-hmm. We know what they went through and what they did. We're following that guide. So people keep saying, oh, it's never happened. It's never happened before. Yeah, it has.
And actually, state splits have occurred many, numerous times. There's been four times that it was done the method that we're following.
Correct.
There's a great website, and I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it's actually a map of America, and it's kind of like a timeline and how the lines change and evolve.
Cool.
And how all of a sudden there's Alabama out of this huge territory of Georgia, and then all of a sudden there's Kentucky out of Virginia, and all these different things that occurred. It's a natural progression for a constitutional republic, because the essence of constitutional republic is representation. And as the nation grows, the representation has to grow.
Correct.
Whereas the last 50 years, we've been marching in the opposite direction, and we can see the direct effects all across the face of this country.
And think about that. In California, when our representation was established, we had around 450,000 people in the state, and now we've got 40 million, and our representation is still the same. So your dilution of vote is enormous. Your vote does not count by a big way. So the sooner people get that wrap that around their little brain, figuring out what's going on, hey, folks, we need to get this turned around. I want every vote that I cast to count.
Yeah.
Well, right now, it's a fraction of that. So if you want it to count, guess what? Up on Jefferson boat. it's going to count.
If you really want your opinion heard, if you want your voice heard, whatever that opinion or thought process is, the only way to do it is to restore the constitutional republic.
Absolutely.
You know, and we're not forming government in our image. We're not forming government in anybody's image. We're going back to the restoral of what it was. All men are created equal.
Right.
We are all equal under the law. We are all equal and subject to the same rights and to the same responsibilities. And that no longer exists in California and in large parts of the United States, but California is by far the worst in denying people their vote, their rights, everything.
Well, and even more so with what's going on with the past election. I mean, good grief, you know, reported stories are that, you know, ballots weren't cast, they were just set aside. Well, yeah. Well, I shouldn't say they weren't cast. The voter cast the ballot. They weren't accounted for.
Yeah. How many thousands of reports are there of people that weren't able to vote in the primary because they had had their party affiliation changed?
Correct. Or changed to a different location, different polling place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rampant voter fraud, and California's aware of it. They've been called to the mat by organizations that oversee elections and things mm-hmm. like this. And California's response?
Exactly.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, if we were an African country, the UN would be here to set up new elections and monitor them to make sure that they were correct.
And we'd be out back face down.
Yeah. Yes, we would.
Or they would, whoever is doing it, not we, because we're not going to allow that garbage to happen by the people that we vote into office.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We're going to have people that are going to be accountable, and there will be accountability factors played into this when the government starts rolling out. You're going to be accountable for your actions.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, if you're doing great, okay, you get all the praise you deserve. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing bad, you get all the punishment you deserve as well. And it will stick. And, you know, there could be law time, jail time. There could be financial penalties.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if we play it right, there could be death. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, there's a great many things that we could do.
Just kidding.
Metaphorically speaking. But it in some manners, it should be death. It should be a political death. If you're found corruption, malfeasance, any of that, you should never be allowed to go near politics again.
Not in Jefferson.
You know, and it's one of the things that a great many of us agree on is term limits.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's a must.
It's a must. We have to have campaign reform.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get the money out of it and the people back in it. There's so many differing views on Jefferson and what people see the free state as and what they want out of their free state. But there are some very powerful, very fundamental things that we all do agree on.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that we need to rally around and come together and put in the forefront,
yep.
And come to fruition. And there are going to be arguments that the different sides of the arguments are never going to agree.
And that's human nature. That's
come
the way it
judgment
is.
Day, they will never agree with each other. But the beautiful thing is we don't have to go through that 12-year process of fighting with each other like our founding fathers did to get it right. They left us the final arbitrator. They left us the rule book to the game.
Yep.
And said, here's the Constitution of the United States of America, here's the Bill of Rights, here's the amendments.
Yep.
These are the rules that you have to function by. And when you come to those loggerhead arguments where nobody's going to change their mind, somebody has to be adult enough to stand up and go, okay, let's refer to the Constitution. Your argument's not supported by the document. I'm sorry, you lose.
There you go.
And then you have to be man enough to put up your britches and go, well, I don't like that, but okay, that's what the rule book says.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to speak against the rule book. You're even allowed to attempt to change the rules in the rule book. But until that's done, you have to abide by the rule book. And that counts for everybody that's equal under the law.
That's right.
And that's one of the things that we really need to hammer that message home. Equal under the law. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter race, color, creed, political party, partisanship. Equal under the law.
Right.
So.
And the thing is, too, if people just grab that document and start reading it and learning it, understanding the words that are in there, mm-hmm. those every word in that and every punctuation mark in that document was intentionally put there.
Everything. It was commas were fought over.
Yes.
You know, periods were fought over. They meant exactly what they said.
That's right.
You know, for people to say, oh, well, the Constitution is open to interpretation. No, it's not.
It's not.
Not even close. It says exactly what it was.
That just shows how ignorant those people are when they say that.
Yeah.
So you have to learn it, to understand it, so that you are no longer ignorant. So you understand what the document's all about. And anybody can get a copy and anybody can read it.
Yeah, and it's a brilliant document.
It is.
You know, there's things that when I entered this 2.5-3 years ago, I thought I was pretty knowledgeable on the Constitution. And compared to most average people, I probably was. But there was a lot I didn't grasp mm-hmm. and a lot I didn't understand on a fundamental level. And once you do and you go back and you read it and you go, man, how did this thing occur? This is brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, and it worked for a great many years. And the Bill of Rights, they're set out in a specific order.
Right.
For a reason. There's a reason that the freedom of speech and the freedom of press is number one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that your right to bear arms is number two. There's a reason that anything not reserved to the federal authority in the Constitution is reserved to the states or the individual citizen is the 10th. Because that's the final say.
There you go.
It's brilliantly laid out, and it's what we have to use as the rule book. So we better get off to our first break here. And when we come back, we'll be discussing more and what's going to be going on at our first formation assembly, because there seems to be a little bit of confusion amongst people about what is it exactly we're up to, what are we doing, is this the constitutional convention? We're nowhere near that yet.
Right.
We have so many things that we have to decide first
before we get there.
But we're on our way now.
There we go.
So if you have any questions or comments, if you're listening to our stream, you can call us at 530-605-4567.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Just to get
Oh, it always puts a smile on my face every time we listen to this one.
I love that song.
You know, and in a manner, it is time for us to be moving on up again. It's time for the yet another growth spurt for the state of Jefferson. You know, and one of the things that I've always found funny over the last couple of years is every time our enemy goes, oh, God, these guys are finally dead. They're finally gone. You know, we finally, oh, we show up bigger and worse than before.
Yep.
And that's about to happen again with July 23rd, our meeting in Live Oak, the first assembly, the first formation assembly, where we're going to set down the methods of forming the foundation of what we need to do to become a state.
Yep.
Because we're moving forward with formation of our state, Sacramento be damned. You know, the people that tell us no, be damned. The legislators that won't listen, be damned. Because we have said all along, we are not asking their permission. We are doing the courtesy of informing them of our departure.
That's right.
And we are very serious about that. And it is time to take the next step and unifying the 21 counties into one focused direction and the many things that we need to start to do. But we can't just leap into a constitutional convention. There's some very basic questions we have to answer first. Who incorporates in us the authority to decide those things?
Right.
The committees that we need to bring forth, the different things that we have to do, whether it's marketing, it's messaging, it's media PR, it's budgeting, it's, you know, sitting down and constructing the ideas of how our state is going to function. Who incorporates that authority into us? Are those committees going to be advisory? Are they going to have the authority to act upon their own? How are those committee members selected? Some committees will be for very short-term projects. Once those projects are completed, those committees should be disbanded and no longer incorporated and moving on to the next project.
Right.
Some committees are going to have to exist through the interim until we have a free state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's questions like, do those committee members sit for the duration, or is there a changing over of those committees? Do we hold elections for those committees? In what manner? Any number of questions that we have to answer and agree upon first. And we have the will of the people. We've already been incorporated with the will of the people. The declarations that we have with the tens of thousands of signatures are proof of the incorporation of the will of the people within the State of Jefferson movement.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to take that authority that has been incorporated upon us and put it into use and put it into service of the formation of the state. We have to define the methods that that works as, and the only way that that works is open and transparent activities that allow the voice of all to be heard.
That's right.
That's why we can't have, at this point, a limited number of representatives. That's why we can't, at this point, make ad hoc decisions amongst ourselves of what things are going to do and what are going to be. We've outgrown that process.
Mm-hmm.
That process was very needed to bring us to the conclusion where we are now. But now it's time to really enter phase two of this thing. And in a way, it's phase three. Phase one was education. Phase two was get the declarations in, get them declared, get us towards the court case.
Right.
So in essence, we're entering phase three, where we open the doors, we bring everybody in and say, what would the gentleman have? What do you want it to look like? What are the best methods to secure your life, liberty, property, and pursuit of happiness? What is the foundation of what we are going to erect and construct as a free state?
Right.
And we're going to argue and disagree, and again, we go back to the rule book.
The book, yep.
When that happens. So it's a very exciting process coming up July 23rd in Live Oak, California, I believe 1123 Eager Road. It is the Church of Glad Tidings. We selected that location not because it's a church, but because it is a facility available to us. It's essentially a school campus that is going to allow us to divide into our different county groups and have these discussions. It has everything we need, and they are huge supporters of the State of Jefferson and what's going on, and are giving us the rent of the facilities basically for the day free of charge. They're fantastic people down there. And it's
kind of centrally located.
It is.
And so coming from the north, coming from the south, it is more centrally located, and that gives everybody equal time behind the wheel, if you will, to get there.
Yeah.
Instead of having it in the north or the south or, you know, whatever. So
exactly.
we have to think of all these things as we put things together so that whatever we do works the best for the most.
Exactly.
And that's what we have to put together.
And that's one of the other things that we need to implement with this formation assembly is there is a great deal of travel involved mm-hmm. in the state of Jefferson.
Yep.
It is burdensome to a lot of people. But we have technologies and things available to us where we can set up a meeting in a location with a live stream.
Sure.
Having people yep. remotely monitoring, having their ability to have their voice from hundreds of miles away.
Right.
These are things that we need to set up and implement and put in the toolbox.
Right.
So we can ensure everybody's there. So we have a lot of work to do.
We do. And it's not just going to be a small group of people. And when I say a small group, I'm talking about 20 people. It's going to be the masses.
It's going to be the masses.
And it has to be. And if we're foolish to think otherwise. So we have to get the numbers behind us. And there are people out there just chomping at the bit wanting to do something. And we know that. And we're grateful mm-hmm. for that. And we're just, you know, we don't want to lose the momentum. But at the same time, we have to do everything in a process that works for the whole movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so there have been timing things that we've had to do first. And those were the legal things. Those are the filing the papers. I mean, all those million mundane things that have to be done first while we're still collecting signatures and being out there getting the voice out and sharing the paperwork
with
people.
That's one of the reasons that we have to be open and transparent to the masses, because how do we expect people to conduct themselves in an appropriate manner when they don't know what's going on?
Right, right.
And that's something.
Well, and some things you've got to be careful with. You can let them know after the fact, but you have to let them, and not to be sneaky or secretive about it, but there are just certain things that you can't put out over the airwaves.
Yeah, you don't want the enemy to know.
Because that's exactly what will happen. And so you have to be careful, but you have to be selective on those things. But once that process is done, then you can announce to people, okay, hey, this has been filed, it's done, we're good to go, it's clean, and we didn't have any hiccups, or we had fewer hiccups than we originally anticipated, or heck, you never know, we had more hiccups, that's why it took so long. And there have been some hiccups along the way, and they're going to continue to be hiccups. We know that.
Yeah.
So we all have to... We have to trust each other. We have to verify. We have to do all this other stuff to get it done and get it done as right as we can possibly do it. It's been done before, but it's been 150 years, so none of us alive have ever done this. So guess what?
Yeah.
We're learning as we go as well.
Yeah, it ought to terrify you that we are the first and foremost experts on state split at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to go anywhere in the country and say, hey, I need the team that knows how to split a state.
Yeah, where do you go?
We're it.
Yeah, where do you go? It's like, holy smoke, Batman.
And that's the reason that we have 9 other states that are looking at what we're doing.
Yeah.
That are in the same dire straits as we are in the northern counties.
They're waiting for us to lay out the template of what mm-hmm. to do, because they're not going to go through the exercise of chasing their tail or showing their hand.
Yeah.
So they're going to wait and see how we did it, and they're going to say, hey, I want to do what they did.
Yeah.
You know, they're just going to point it out.
I want to avoid what they did here, because that obviously went wrong. And that's one of the things is we have to remove the fear of failure.
Right.
Because what happens if we fail in one of our aspects?
We learn.
We learn, we pick up, and we go again.
Yeah.
It's not the death of the movement.
No.
It's not the end of the road. It's not the disastrous kaboom and, oh, no, it's all over.
Yeah.
No, we pick ourselves up, and we go at it again.
That's right.
Because that's what Americans do. They put themselves out there, they learn from their mistakes, they pick it up and they go again.
Yep.
And they go again and they go again until they win. And that's what you're facing.
And
you're
gaining knowledge all the way. You know, you learn, okay, you're learning about the information you're putting out there, but then you become knowledgeable about this information, which is fact, and we can track it back. We know where mm-hmm. it came from, and so we're working with that. But then you're also learning about what you're doing, and you're learning about the people you're working with. And the beauty of this is I have met some wonderful people,
amazing, brilliant people,
neighbors here in Shasta County that I never would have crossed their paths. You know, I never would have in my life before Jefferson would never have happened. And I'm grateful for that, because I have met some superior people here. And it's awesome, because then we work together, we get things done, and we still have more people that we're going to be meeting that are on that same level and same vein. So, and not just in Shasta County, but that's where it's hit for me. But then I've also met a lot of people from the other counties, and they're just the same people. We're all cut from this. It looks like the same cloth. We just have different ways we come at things, and our intention and our love for what we're doing is all the same. We want a sovereign state.
Mm-hmm. And the thing to remember is the things that we seem to care and argue about, the enemy doesn't care.
Nope.
They don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, white, black, brown, yellow, red. They want the power.
Right.
They want to put you under their thumb. They don't care
and all those
who
that,
you are.
All those that you just mentioned are in the movement.
Mm-hmm.
For people that say, well,
everybody.
Yeah. They'll say, well, we don't have this. We don't have that. Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we,
well,
do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And I can give you the number.
One of my favorite ones is, oh, well, you guys are just anti-American Indian. You idiots. The head of our 501c4 is an American Indian.
There you go.
It's the arguments that we get hit with,
yep,
that are ridiculous. And we need a way to respond to that in a positive and effective manner. And these are things that are going to come to fruition and development out of what we're doing as we throw open the doors. Is it going to be a little raucous? Probably. A little chaotic? Hopefully not. I have a lot of faith in the people involved in this.
Yeah.
And I think with a little practice, we're going to become very good and very effective at what we do. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so,
and
too.
There's going to be some very dry and very tiresome work to do, some very...
But necessary.
Necessary minutiae.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the grind.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some fun things, like selecting the state bird, you know, selecting the state tree. And at the end of the day, are those valuable tools? Absolutely. Symbols are powerful. It gives somebody something to unite behind. It gives somebody to look at and go, hey, you know, like... you know, but to say, oh, none of that's pertinent, that's like saying, okay, well, America doesn't need a flag. That's not true. I mean,
there's a meaning behind that, yeah.
Every single one of those stripes, every single one of those stars represents something very powerful.
Yes.
And it's creations of things like that we need to look at. Our messaging, our media marketing, our understanding, again, a great many things.
Yes.
And that process is beginning, and... I'm kind of excited.
I am too. I think it's a good thing that we're working so hard to get this done.
Yeah, and we're going to have to get off to our break. But you know, there's some other things that we're looking at too. There are some people that are very, very hungry, active, and ready for some more open and direct forms of resistance.
There you go.
And that's some things that we need to discuss too, to make sure that they're done in a proper manner, that they're conducive to the movement, that they're not harmful, that they're, you know, that they produce the results that we want.
Put energy in a positive spin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because essentially one of the things we want to begin to do is starve the beast while we bleed it dry.
There you go.
Because that's got to happen too.
Yep.
But with that, we're going to get off to our break, and we'll see you on the other side and start discussing some of those things.
Come into the tree where Dad.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say. I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Well, the truth, yeah, it hurts to say.
It does hurt to say the truth.
It does. And California doesn't treat us any good anymore.
Nope.
And, you know, there's a great many things that people wonder. There's all kinds of different breakups. There's the cordial breakup where you guys just kind of go your separate ways, and then there's where your girlfriend sells your things on eBay and lights your clothes on fire and throws them out in the street.
Which one are you preferring with California?
Right now, the clothes are already out on the curb, and I'm dousing them in lighter fluid. And there's a great many people that are looking for more forms of active resistance. Mm-hmm. What can we do other than talk, plan? What kind of things can we do? And there's a great many ideas, some that I will talk about and some that we will kind of just keep tucked in our back pocket amongst ourselves. One of the ones that I've heard, and there's been a great deal of discussion and thought about amongst people, is a tax protest.
Mm-hmm.
Starve the beast.
Starve the beast.
I've heard a couple of different methods of setting up a 501c3 land trust that's the state of Jefferson, where private landowners can sign a revocable trust that's revocable anytime they want, and placing that in trust with the 501c3 so they don't have to pay their property taxes to California. Another method that I've heard of a tax protest is along the lines of what renters are capable of doing when a landlord is not meeting their end of the contract. You still have to pay your rent, but you can set it aside in a trust account until the landlord comes into compliance. We could do that. If we had the proper county assessors, we could collect our property taxes and go, okay, here's your money. It's sitting right over here. Oh, you want to touch it, don't you? But you can't. First, you're going to have to fix that window and put the air conditioning in that you promised.
Yep.
And my carpet looks pretty crappy, too. Oh, you still can't touch it. You know, it's like that guy from Geico with the dollar on the fishing pole. Oh, you almost had it. But these are ideas that cannot just be de facto shut down because some people don't agree with that's the method. There needs to be open discussion among 21 counties of what methods we want to follow.
Right.
Because we have to be open, we have to be transparent, we have to be compliant with the will of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, active thoughts of other methods that we can do to begin to resist. Noncompliance is first and foremost. Refuse to comply. What are they going to do, arrest all of us?
They'll get a number of us.
Well, according to the Supreme Court, they can't arrest all of us. There's not enough room in jail.
And we wouldn't be on the release program either. They'd probably keep us and then release the real criminals.
There is always that. But, you know, in some ways, there are people that are hungry for that. And things like that drive the movement, too, because you look at the methodology of our enemy and the things that they've done. They're very active. They're in the streets. Yeah. They're forceful. We need to be the same way.
Right.
We cannot sit and hope that the system that we are resisting just simply gives us our turn at the helm of the Titanic.
No, because you're not going to get a turn.
No. And at the end of the day, if you're holding the wheel or somebody else is holding the wheel, we're hitting that iceberg.
Yep.
We've already hit it. You know,
so we're just sliding down the side of it, ripping the hull as we go right now.
Yeah. You know, right now the band is sitting out on the deck that's sinking, fiddling, and, you know, we're sitting there going, we want to drive. No, we don't. We went out. Yep. We went off the boat.
We went on the Jefferson dinghy. We went
on the Jefferson dinghy, and then we're going to row to shore and Robinson Crusoe until we build our own ship and go wherever we want.
There you go.
So, it's exciting things that are coming, and we urge everybody to be at that meeting July 23rd.
Yes.
Okay. And, again, understand there are some of the goals and the functions that we have to hit that are not going to be so fun.
Right.
They're going to be a grind. They're going to be dealing with bureaucracy. They're going to be dealing with the minutiae of the fight. Has to be done.
Has to be done.
Has to be done. You know, for Wynn and myself, we understand that very fundamentally. Wynn has been on the receiving end of a lot of minutiae. And having to do, but we have to follow this process.
We do.
We have to stay the course. We have to do the things that we're doing. But now it's time to expand the attack. It's a time to expand our capabilities. It's time to unify the 21 counties into a cohesive force and a cohesive form of action.
And how great is that to be able to, once you get involved, and you're doing everything that needs to be done, and you're being passionate about it, and you're learning, and you're going through the process, and you're making it a difference, because every little thing does make a difference. And then down the road, 15, 20 years, you're talking to your kids, your grandkids, or great-grandkids, mm-hmm. and you're explaining to them what you did and how you did it and the impact that act took on Jefferson becoming the sovereign free state.
Mm-hmm.
How much pride would you have in that? That would be awesome. And we're going to have many, many, many people like that. Don't you want to be one of those? Don't you want to be one of those that are going to be making a difference?
Yes.
And being involved and being there on the forefront, hearing, seeing, and understanding what's really going on so that you can be a soundboard that can go back to your community and you can inform people of what's going on and what you saw and how you understood it to be and so forth. What a great thing to do. What a great thing to participate in.
Exactly.
This is not...
Be a direct part of history.
It's not happened for 150 years. You know, and at that time, it wasn't like it is now, so we can do it better.
For me, it goes back to a speech that was part of a speech given by George S. Patton. And he said, you know, man, I understand that you're afraid. You're going to the front lines. You're going to fight. You're going to die. Things like this. And I'm paraphrasing. But he said, at the end of the day, years from now, when you're sitting on the porch with your grandson on your knee, and he looks at you and says, "Dad, Granddad, what did you do in the Great War?" You don't have to look at him and go, "Well, grandson, I shoveled horse crap in Biloxi, Louisiana."
Yeah.
So, yeah. And there is a lot of that. And these are going to be powerful methods. And, again, the enemy thinks that they've got us beat. They think that we've gone quiet and, you know, we're not fighting, but they've said that before. How many times has the State of Jefferson movement been dead, Wynn?
Yeah.
I can't even count anymore how many times they've killed us or we've gone our way or, oh, it's finally been resolved. Well, we're about to come out guns a-blazing, and they're going to start figuring out just exactly how many of us there are.
It's a sleeping giant.
And we grow stronger.
And we grow stronger.
Every day.
Yep.
There's more of us. And every day, California makes our case stronger.
21 counties. Think about that. 21 counties. Mm-hmm. The size of our state to be is bigger, larger in mass
an area, if you will, than a lot of East Coast states. Heck, Shasta County is larger.
We are the East Coast.
Well, Shasta County alone is larger than a couple states over there.
Exactly.
So you think about that, 21 counties, you know, what we're going to look like and how we're going to do it and the diversity we have amongst our counties, but then also the unified things that we have amongst our counties. I mean, we have the timber, we have the agricultural potential that we can re-energize. We have all the things that we need to be a sovereign state that can stand alone on its own financially and move forward and treat and honor people that live here the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to do that because everybody's been so under the gun and the thumb of California for so long, they don't know how to act any other way.
And with everything that California hits us with, creates a sense of urgency for us.
Absolutely.
Every gun law, every taxation, everything creates a sense of urgency. But again, sometimes we have to stay calm. We have to keep our powder dry. We have to wait for the whites of their eyes until we fire.
Yep.
You know, it's because at the end of the day, we're never going to stop. There are a great many of us in this movement that are committed to see this through to the end. I being one of them. I don't want to see the fight go to my kids.
No.
But am I making preparations if it comes to that? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to develop in my children an understanding of their government, the methods of how to fight, what's necessary, because for me and my family, this fight will continue until we're a free state.
Ditto.
And if we have to carry that to the next generation, then we have failed. But we need to fail in the least destructive way possible, enabling and ensuring that the movement continues on, enabling and ensuring we've built the best foundation that we can for our children to carry on that fight.
That's right.
Can we win this thing in our time? Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Can we win this thing in the next couple of years? There's
yes.
a great possibility.
Yes, we can.
But we also have to understand and prepare for the possibility that that's not what's going to happen.
Right.
And develop the methods to continue to fight until we bring this to a successful conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, there is no bailing out of this process. This is my home. And we all have momentary lapses of where we want to throw up our hands and go, hey, you know, it looks nice over here. But once the enemy's done with Northern California, they're going to go over there.
Yep.
And they're going to continue to march. And we have to put a stop to it. We have to draw the line and go, this is where this ends.
And what better place to draw the line in the sand than at your own front door? You stand there, you fight the fight, you don't allow them to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not coming through. They're not going to violate us. They're not going to be allowed to take over and keep doing what they've been doing. We need to get that out of here, get that cleaned up, get it gone.
Get it stopped.
No different than getting rid of the king. No different.
Yeah. And people need to understand the capacity of that fight and the conclusions of what that fight may lead. May some of us end up in jail fighting this fight? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a possibility that some of us could even end up dead? I don't know. Does the American government kill innocent protesting citizens alongside the road? Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do and they have and they
and
probably
will
continue. And
you need to understand the possible consequences of this fight and have the commitment to see it through no matter what.
On that gentle note, we need to go to our final break.
We do.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I'm in the crossfire, man. Time to dig that hole a little bit deeper and just snuggle in and get warm in it. As we finish up our last couple of minutes, for those that have been able to catch us on the live stream, for those people out there that may listen to the podcast later, we apologize for the transmitter being down. It should be up next week where we'll be pounding the message again and again and again. Yeah. Everybody, July 23rd, you need to be there in Live Oak. Is it a distance to travel? Yeah. It's going to cost you some money? Yeah. It needs to be done. You need to be there.
And if you're, skin in the game.
If you're not there, yep, and you say, well, I don't want the state of Jefferson to look like that, well, why weren't you there?
Got to speak up.
You got to speak up. You got to put your 2 cents in. Take control of your destiny. Take control of our government. Take control of what we're going to look like. Have your voice heard, because that, at the end of the day, is what we are about, mm-hmm, representing the will of the people, whatever that will may be.
Right.
And that will may be uncomfortable for some of us.
Yeah.
It may be uncomfortable for some other people. It may be, but liberty is messy.
It's messy.
It's and sometimes you have to try to put yourself in the other guy's shoes, which is not always easy. Especially when you don't care for the other guy that much, or, you know, whatever it may be. But, one example that I thought of is the marijuana issue, which is one that is very controversial. There's a lot of fighting about it. And, you know, there's some people say, well, it doesn't violate anybody else. And then there's some people that say, oh, yeah, it does, and whatever. Again, we're going to have to go back to the rule book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the best things that I heard was, well, they violate my rights when they grow marijuana next door because of the smell bothers me. And the response that I heard, which made me smile big time, was, well, what if your neighbor's a vegan and they can't stand the smell of your barbecue? Do they have a right to tell you can't cook meat in your backyard? Or is that one of the stupidest things you ever heard in your life?
Interesting.
So, again, we have to use a little bit of common sense. And at the end of the day, we're really just going to have to tolerate ourselves, because somehow the word tolerance in this country has been stolen from us. Tolerance has come to mean is you're going to put up with whatever I do, and if you don't like it, you're intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what it is. Live and let live, people. Let's get back to being Americans first and foremost. And the only way that we can do that is using the Constitution as the rule book that we exist by.
Right.
It has to be the law of the land. It has to be equal application to the law.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just reference the Constitution when it's convenient to you. You can't just pay attention to the parts that you like and support your position. We have to pay attention to all of it.
Right. Yep.
And, again, liberty is messy, but it can also be a lot of fun.
It can be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, just think about it. You know, getting involved, and like I said earlier, being part of history, mm-hmm, building the next new sovereign state, the 51st state, in the great country of the United States of America. Yeah. How wonderful would that be, being able to be part of that history, defining what's going on, you know, having input on it, and, you know, input to many different levels. So once you get started, is it something you want to do? Who knows? Only you know.
And the best part is at the end of the fight, we get to be free and go about our own business in the manner of our choosing.
There you go.
Well, we will be hopefully up and going next Sunday. And until then, stay to Jefferson. Keep the fight. Get in the fight. Let's get this going.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The mercury is going up all across the southwest today, and it could hit 120 degrees in Phoenix.
We have an ongoing heat wave across the desert southwest of the U.S., specifically southeastern California, southern Nevada, and southwestern Arizona. And so these are areas that typically get intense summertime heat. It's just in this particular case, it's coming a little earlier than usual.
Dan Peterson of the National Weather Service. Heat warnings are out. People are being urged to stay inside during the hottest parts of the day and drink plenty of fluids. Former President George W. Bush is back on the stump. He is lending a hand to vulnerable GOP senators.
The New York Times reports the former president has been hosting fundraisers for Senators John McCain and Kelly Ayotte. He'll also appear at an upcoming fundraiser for Senator Roy Blunt. Similar events are planned for Senators Ron Johnson and Rob Portman. The GOP is defending far more Senate seats than the